Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better healthcare. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Let's visit with Dr. Jeffrey Copeland, the Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine at the Lake Forest Hospital. Hey, Doc, welcome back to the show. How are you today?
I'm great, John. Enjoying the beautiful day. I'm looking out the window. I'm not out in it, but it's certainly lovely. And thank you for playing the beginning of Band on the Run. I'm with you. That is just awesome, the start of that song.
If you listen to all of Paul McCartney's music after he left the Beatles, it's still good. I enjoy him up and down the years.
Yeah, I agree. It's all good. And but that beginning is just awesome. That's what a song should be.
You know, we were talking to you a week or two ago, and I asked you if the kids should wear masks in the schools. I'm reading now that the University of Illinois is strongly recommending masks in the classrooms when classes begin there, or at least on Monday, after the university saw a rise in COVID cases. The U of I was so good about tamping down and testing COVID in 2020, 2021. What are you hearing and thinking about this story now?
Yeah, I was surprised, actually, John, when I saw that, considering how people are living their lives, what we know about who's at risk of getting ill should they get COVID. I'm unaware that the rates of transmission in Champaign-Urbana are so much higher than anywhere else. I was trying to find exactly what their thinking was. I can't imagine the students, for the most part, are happy hearing about that. So I think it's going to be really interesting for us to watch this unfold, John. As the students are back now on campus, class starts, they're not asking that the students wear masks when they're indoors other than in class. So I'm not sure I get it. So let's see what happens. We'll learn from this, which is really what I always say, right? Let's learn from each of these decisions that get made in different venues. And let's see what we can take away from that experience.
And decisions that are made with the best intentions. I think there's this, I don't know, instinct or impulse by people these days to criticize science or medicine when it makes a wrong decision in real time as a pandemic unfolds. They're doing the best they can. And so if Spain does one thing and the United States does another, let's live and learn as best we can from each other.
Absolutely. And the administrators down at the U of I, they made their decision for their reasons. We'll see how the students comply, how the faculty react, and we'll know quickly whether this was a decision that will add to the, mm-hmm. the safety and the health of their community or not. And then let's learn from that.
Still, I was with some people the other day who still hadn't got COVID, and none of them were Allison Arwoody. Or Jesse White, for that matter, right? It seems like eventually everybody's going to get it. And yet there I was with a couple of people who still had not got it, to the best of their knowledge. And the conclusion that people were starting to draw in the little circle was, well, they're going to find out someday why you didn't get it. And then wouldn't that be an interesting discovery? But I've heard from the likes of you that, in fact, there's no inborn immunity. It's just the luck of the draw for folks. What do you think about
it? You know, Jim, we don't know 100% anything when it comes to this virus, right? I mean, I wish we did. I suspect there could be certain people that have some inborn reason that they don't get infected. Maybe the amount of receptor they have on their mucosal cells and their upper respiratory tract is such that the virus this doesn't have a place to attach. I mean, I don't know. No one knows. We may or may not find out. But here, think about something, though, that we all know even better. Our entire lives, we've been living with the common cold. Some people seem to get common colds all the time, and other people hardly, if ever, get a common cold. Why is that? And even that we don't know. But we know that's true, right? Think about our own experience. We know that that's a true statement. So there's so much more to learn about viruses. And John, one of the things I've been talking about since the beginning of the pandemic, we've seen an explosion in our knowledge about viruses, the human immune response to viruses. And I'm confident that in the near term, not decades from now, but in the near term, months to just a couple of years, we're going to have major breakthroughs at the basic science level that's going to help us understand better and better what happened during this pandemic, why it is that this SARS-CoV-2 virus behaves the way it does, why our bodies react the way that it does. And that's going to put us in a much better place to understand viruses in general and hopefully lead to even better vaccinations against viral infections, including the SARS-CoV-2 virus, the COVID-19 virus, and other viruses that are out there and have additional therapeutics. I think we have that to look forward to, and that's really very cool when we think about it.
Dr. Jeffrey Copen, the chief medical officer at Northwestern Medicine, was talking to us just a moment ago, and you mentioned therapeutics. That seems to be where the focus is, doctor. I wonder if that's almost as important as immunizing people now. If you get it and you can survive it and manage it, where are we with therapeutics right now?
Jen, I would start by answering it. Prevention is still better than therapeutics, right? If you don't get a bad infection, you don't need therapeutics. We know vaccinations keep people from getting sick. So getting vaccinated is still critically, critically important. This week, we're going to see what comes out of FDA with both the Moderna and Pfizer mRNA vaccines in their new formulation, the so-called bivalent formulation, against both the original ancestral strain, what we started with back in March of 2020, and the B4B5, which incidentally, I checked today, the latest data out of the state of Illinois, the B4B5 strains of Omicron make up about 88% of the total amount of COVID that we're seeing in the state of Illinois. So having these vaccines available, and I think we're going to have them by the middle of September, I'm going to recommend that everybody get this shot when it comes out. It's safe. It's going to be effective in keeping us from getting sick. Now, having said that, there's still going to be a group of people who are at risk, particularly older folks, that if they do get infected and they are vaccinated, we want to talk about therapeutics. And there we have Paxlovid, which we've spoken about quite a bit in the past. It's effective. We know President Biden took it. We know Dr. Fauci took it. It does that. Jesse White, I mean, older folks, it's a great thing, and it keeps people from getting very, very ill. It's very effective. Something to talk to your doctor about. Should you get infected, do you need it? Some medications need to be stopped, but we've had a lot of good success with this medication, and there are additional therapeutic trials that are going on right now, and I expect that we'll see additional antiviral medications come out in the future that will be helpful to us. The one other thing, John, worth mentioning is for people who do have different kinds of immunocompromised states, and you'll know who you are, if you haven't spoken to your physicians about the possibility of getting long-acting monoclonal antibody, you should do that, because that can be very effective for people who do have an immunocompromised state. So something to consider.
My nephew went back to school in Arizona. He's at a campus with 50,000 kids living in dorms, going into classrooms. This goes back to the University of Illinois concern, but what advice would you have for young people that are suddenly congregating in large numbers with people that weren't in their groups before?
I would say, first of all, make sure you're up to date on your vaccination. I know a lot of young people think they're indestructible, and for the most part, they are. But being up to date with vaccination and getting the vaccination that is available to you is really important, and people should do that. For students that are concerned and they want to avoid the possibility of getting infected, stay out of inside spaces that are very crowded. If you want to go to a party and it turns out there are too many people jammed into too small a space, that's probably somewhere you want to avoid if your goal is to avoid getting infected with this virus. And, you know, those of us that were fortunate enough to go to college, we know what that can be like. And, you know, if you put yourself in that situation, there is a likelihood that you can be infected with the virus.
And don't be afraid to wear a mask if you're one of those classrooms that's like a little amphitheater with 200 students all sitting there three times a week for an hour at a crack, right?
Yeah, and, you know, I think students, like everyone else, just have to make a decision. It's absolutely a good idea to wear a mask if that's what you want to do. And not just a mask, a well-fitting mask. Somebody who's really concerned, it's possible now to get the N95 respirator masks. Go ahead and do that. There are people who are doing that, and I commend them for doing it. People who make the other decision that they don't want to do that, that's okay too. So people have to make the decision to do what's really best for them and what fits best with their own health situation.
Sometimes I carry a mask into stores, and then I decide when I'm in there if I want to slip it on or not. Usually I don't, but some of the times I'll just carry it with me as a security blanket. And
That's smart. You know, I keep a bunch in my car for the same reason, right? You just don't know where you're going to be and what your notion of being comfortable is in any different location.
Dr. Jeffrey Copen is the chief medical officer at Northwestern Medicine, Lake Forest Hospital. Thanks, Doc. Let's talk next Tuesday.
All right, Chad. Everybody take care. Bye-bye.